of a child to be born from a virgin as a sign that God was with the people at a time of great trial. We admire people who can remain calm and collected under pressure. I've seen a video clip on YouTube, and there's a CCTV camera trained on the restaurant area of a cafeteria. I'm not sure. I think it must be somewhere in Eastern Europe. But suddenly, from the right-hand side, a gang break into this restaurant, and they've all got masks and clubs, and they rush across, and all the diners scatter from their tables and hide, breaking for cover, and they raid. I think it must be some sort of a robbery taking place, and they break into the restaurant area, and there's a scuffle and a fight, and then they seem to just rush out through the same door, presumably with the takings. And all the way through the whole course of this, there's one man sitting at one of the middle tables, and he's just drinking his tea. And he just continues to drink his tea throughout the entire episode. And when they've gone, he just carries on drinking his tea. And usually a little sign, something like thug life or something, comes up in the corner to denote this person, a person of exemplary character and calmness and collectedness under intense pressure. What I think we've just been reading from the reading that we heard from Isaiah in chapter 7 was of a king who's under intense pressure. In chapter 7 and verse 2, we read of the state of his heart. He's coming under pressure. His kingdom is under attack. And it says, the heart of the king and his people shook like trees of the forest. He's in meltdown, isn't he? He's in meltdown. And then a little bit later on in the fourth verse, we are introduced to the man Isaiah, who steps into the frame, and he has a message for this fearful king. He says to him, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Very calm, very collected, despite the pressures of life. He has peace. He has peace. So there is a real situation under scrutiny here. There is a real attack on the city. They're gathering forces around the city. But here are two very different people responding to the same situation in two very different ways. One is panicking and afraid. The other one is cool and calm and collected and giving off that kind of peace to others. And I think at Christmas time, we can recognize that the pressures of Christmas can excite two different responses from us, either panic or a deep, deep peace. This is a season of peace, isn't it? Why do these two very different people respond to the same situation in such different ways? It's down to what makes us secure. I don't know what makes you feel secure, what makes you feel at peace. But we all have feelings, even those who like to keep them hidden. We've all got these feelings, and the feelings on the inside of us, they move us very, very deeply. They control us, don't they, by the things that are deepest in our hearts. The things that we believe, the things that we believe to be true, affect the way we feel about situations. And because our feelings are affected, the way we behave changes. Either we display faith or we display fear, depending on what's going on deep down in our hearts. What you believe matters. What you believe affects the way you feel, and it affects the way you live your life. There's a verse in the Bible that says, we live by faith. What's going on in our hearts, deep down in our hearts, from that, our lives proceed from what's happening in our hearts. The decisions we make, the things we do, the things we say, the way we behave. So what we believe really matters. And it's so important that what we believe is true. You see, the king's belief was not in line with reality. It says in chapter 7, verse 1, that the king of Assyria and this other army gathered together and they camped at the city. Yet it says they could not mount an attack. They were there, but they could not mount an attack. And so his reaction, his responses to that situation were not actually related to the event, to the truth. He was being ruled, wasn't he, by his feelings about the situation, whereas Isaiah, his feelings, his responses, his peace came from the facts. They could not attack. In reality, they were safe. And so he responded in step with reality. I've got an absolutely fantastic postman. We always have a good chat. And I don't know what happened. Years and years ago, I went up to the Bath, to the Holborn Museum in Bath, and I put my name down for their newsletter. And for some reason, they've misread. I put my name, Ben, down. And for some reason, they thought it said Rex. That's partly because I've got very bad handwriting. So I always get, once a quarter, a letter to Rex Midgley. And for some reason, despite the fact that I have loads and loads of post directed to Ben Midgley, the postman believes that I'm called Rex Midgley. For some reason, he picked up this letter, and from ever that point onwards, he always calls me Rex. And I quite like being called Rex, so I'm not telling him anything different. But you must think this Ben Midgley person is somebody else living in the house. See, just because something's real to you doesn't mean it's so. Sometimes we believe things that aren't true. And because we believe something that's not true, our feelings can be false as well, because they're not related to the truth. And because of our feelings, so our lives can be based on something that isn't fundamentally true. And so we can end up experiencing fear when we could be experiencing peace. We could be experiencing peace. Well, feelings could be wrong. We could be experiencing peace. Now, I don't think it's a big deal if somebody gets your names wrong. I know there are people I've probably been calling the wrong name for years and years, and they've been too polite to tell me. But there are really big issues at stake in life too, important things that we do really, really need to get right. And sometimes we need some proof to convince us of what the truth actually is, because stuff gets lodged in our hearts and in our heads. One day I might bring out my birth certificate and show the postman, just to get the look of his face. After all these years of calling me Rex, I can disabuse him of the facts. So Isaiah has a message for the king. The message, the king is afraid, but he has more than just words to offer the king to quieten his heart. It says in chapter 7 and verse 14 of the passage, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, proof. A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, proof, and shall call his name Emmanuel, proof." He's going to offer him some proof to quieten his heart that God is not against you as you believe. He hasn't determined your destruction as you believe. You don't need to be afraid as you believe. You can have peace. God is with us, and that means God is for us. This is wonderful. Wonderful news. So Isaiah has this message for the king, this message of not just a message, but proof of peace. Now, if you're familiar with the events around this situation, it wasn't long before the enemies withdrew and the city was secured, just as Isaiah said. What was going on? The king believed his eyes, didn't he? He saw the armies out there beyond his city gates, and he believed what he saw. What was Isaiah looking at? What was Isaiah focusing on? He saw God, didn't he? He saw God, and he knew God, and he knew that God was with them, and God was for them. And that's where his peace came from. He knew that he had peace with God. Now, God's message of favor, which is what I'm referring to, and is the message of Christmas, isn't it? Peace and goodwill to all men, peace on earth. That message of favor was ruling Isaiah's heart. And in chapter 9 and verse 6, which we also heard at the beginning of the service, we read about this child that will be born. As unto us a child will be born. Of the increase of his government there will be no end. What is governing Isaiah's heart? It's this child, isn't it? This Prince of Peace is governing his heart and controlling his feelings and affecting the course of his life. He is being swept gently through life by the sure and certain knowledge of God's love for him. And every time the king was afraid, he could look at the little child. Maybe as the mother became pregnant and the pregnancy went on and the time went by, each time he could look and be just reassured, God is with us. The worst has not come to pass. The enemies have not prevailed. We still have peace. We have life. And gradually the king's heart changed. And as his heart changed, so his feelings changed. And as his feelings changed, so did his life. We all need a change of heart, don't we? A change of heart. Coming to the New Testament briefly, Joseph. Joseph betrothed to be married to Mary. We read in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 1 and verse 19 of the night when he was deeply troubled. He went to bed not knowing what to do. He decided he was going to divorce Mary. He went to bed that night and we read that he had a dream. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall name his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He was a fearful man. He was a troubled man. But this message of the child came to him in that dream. And what you can see in the decisions that he made after that is that that child began to govern his heart and govern his mind. We read in verse 23 how, having woken from the dream, he knew her not until he had given birth to a son and called his name Jesus. He took Mary to be his wife. He was afraid. But the message of the child quietened his heart. He found peace and he married Mary. He married Mary, God's message of peace. He believed the message of peace. So let me just ask a question to conclude things. Was the message, was the news that he received from the angel real? Was it true? Was God really with him? Or was this just a false belief, like my dear postman who falsely believes I'm called Rex? Was God really with Joseph, just like God, had God really been with the king? Well, we know what happened after the child Jesus was born, what Herod did, what he did in Bethlehem amongst the children of Bethlehem. Terrible things happened, but the child lived. And then Pontius Pilate, many years later, conspired with the others against the Lord Jesus, and he was crucified. But he rose. And in both those things, you can see, however close, however dangerous life might seem, however much reason we might think we have cause to fear, Joseph's faith, his confidence, his belief in taking Mary that the child Jesus was of God was founded, wasn't it? God raised Jesus from the dead. And now, today, if any of the children here have been in a nativity play amongst the boys, the most coveted role is to play Joseph. Joseph made a good call, didn't he? He made a good call to marry Mary. He made a good call to take Jesus into his life and into his heart, because God was indeed with him. It was a close thing. It was a close thing. It could have been different. And we all get opportunities in life, and we could say it could have been different. But the message of God's peace comes to us afresh and anew, even today. Emmanuel is still with us. God is still with us. The message of the child is still with us. And his Holy Spirit is here. He's here with us. This Christian offer of peace and goodwill to all men. The same message Isaiah brought to the king. The same message the angel brought to Joseph. The same message comes to you. Will you believe? Will you believe? And change your hearts. And change the way you feel. Change the way you live your life. And live under the rule and the reign of the glorious king of whom Isaiah foresaw. God is not against us. God is not against us. God is with us. And God is for us. And you can know his peace through his son. Through his son. We're going to sing something to close.